Episode number 299.
So, you know, houses are getting, you know, 10, 12, 15 offers and going under contract within 24 hours. Wow. And it's just, you have to be ready to strike. You got to be ready to make your offers and not just make offers, but you have to make compelling offers.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
And welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis. Too hot, too tall and huff. Folks, you know your boy is always ready to go and bring you the fuego. But today, more than ever, I think you're going to want to think about, where am I living? What am I doing with my life in my house? And maybe can I be in a bigger house? Or maybe possibly, do I want to live somewhere else? And if you aren't able to do it with him, he's going to at least talk about maybe some things that you need to look for and things you need to do as a buyer of houses, possibly give you some insights and tips for those that are maybe thinking about making that transition from renting to owning, and et cetera. We are bringing you Kevin Huddy, Mr. Huddy Buddy. Kevin, are you ready to be real?
Sir.
Let's go. He said, yes, sir. I appreciate it. Absolutely, my man. He is helping people find their dream houses, folks. I know me and my wife right now are on a hunt too. You know, we're kind of keeping our eyes open. We already own a house, so we're not in any rush to go anywhere. But we, you know, if the market slows up a little bit, maybe in pricing, we might look at things, but it might never slow up. So things are really good right now. But you're helping people out in the Sacramento area, which is a beautiful growing area, folks, of California, helping to find their dream home with the Carlisle Realty Group. And so tell us a little bit about that journey, because I know you kind of came from a more of a full-time world and you're working, and then now you just transitioned to the Huddy Buddy, where you got your own YouTube and you're making it happen, baby.
Man, I just have always loved real estate, just never took the, you know, I was too afraid to like take the jump, and then found out my daughter was going to be born, or my wife was pregnant, you know, so then I decided to, you know, make the plunge. And so I've just been going after it. Like, just, I really like being able to help people find, you know, homes and buy and sell and all that kind of stuff, and just market myself. And it's just all about, you know, put what I put into it.
100%. So. That's the hardest thing about real estate, is it's all about the hustle. People think it's just going to come easy. And right now it's coming easy, guys. Let's just be real. It's coming easy. It's coming easy because you know, people want to buy these things. You know, the market is tough when people don't want to buy these things, guys. When people are like, nah, I'm good. Nah, next. You know, right now it's not much inventory available, meaning that, you know, whatever is available kind of gets sucked up, you know, because someone wants it. And so, you know, it's going to get tough for anyone in real estate when people start saying, nah, you know, I'll hold off, or, you know, and you're going to have to really, you know, still have put in that work all the times when it was easy. And that's like realtors like yourself that are doing the YouTube, creating content, doing things outside of just, hey, I'm Joe Schmo with the, you know, XYZ Realty. I can sell your house. You know, how are you going to help me? You know, and if I don't know you, how can I get to know you in an easy way? That's why I always say, start a podcast, start a show, start a piece of content, something that people can get to know you, you know, get to know who you are, hear you, talk to you, you know, get to get a little insight with you, you know, and also maybe get some value from you, you know, before I decide to do business with you, you know. And I think that is, you know, the world we live in now, right? We live in a world where you got phones and you got YouTubes and you can learn, you know, there's lots of different people. There's Meet Kevin, and there's guys that are literally making a living off of teaching you investing strategies and topics. Thinking of a handful on my own right now, but that's all they do. And they also have the real estate thing, but they just do good content, guys, and they can make money doing that. So who would have ever thought of that, just to be real? But having the combination, I think, is where it really exists. Is, you know, you create content, you put yourself out there so people know you got an identity, like you do with the Huddy Buddy. You got something they can kind of identify with, and then you're constantly kind of creating content, working on it, and refining as we're going through new things. You know, right now, what are people kind of seeing? What are you seeing in your market? What are you kind of seeing?
Man, you just hit everything on the head with what you're just saying, though. But with the market, it's literally, you're right. It's just there is no inventory. It's very low inventory. Wow. So, you know, houses are getting, you know, 10, 12, 15 offers and going under contract within 24 hours. Wow. And it's just, it's a really, you have to be ready to strike. You got to be ready to make your offers and not just make offers, but you have to make compelling offers because, you know, there's a lot of Bay Area people moving into the area with a lot of money, just all cash and just really, you know, willing to put down everything, you know, over asking. It's just, it's crazy times. It's pretty fun.
It's a good time if you were in the brokerage or real estate business. I got a buddy that's in the, you know, mortgage business. It's a great time for those guys too, because people are refinancing and doing these transactions. And then, like you said, you know, you got people that are relocating where they live now, guys. They want more space. We don't want to live for $1 million. We don't want to have a bum shitting on my front porch. You know, if I'm paying $1 million for my house, I want to have a gate. I want to have, you know, a lawn. I want to have a yard, you know, and I'll pay $20,000, $50,000 more than asking price because these prices are much more reasonable than what I've been used to. And so anyone that's relocating from an area like San Francisco, Silicon Valley, San Jose, or LA, San Diego, et cetera, up to a Central California or a Sacramento, the prices are just a little bit more compelling and available. And, you know, even still at a higher price, you know, even still at the higher offer, it's still cheaper for them, you know, because they get the yard, they get the space, they get the, you know, the white picket fence that we always kind of dreamed of. And if you're paying $5 million for a place and you're getting, you know, a concrete jungle shithole, basically, you know, you're going to start being like, what am I doing? Can I zoom my life in and can I just live in Sacramento, baby? You know? And I mean, I'm sure there's a certain people that don't have to give up their house and they love living in San Francisco, but I've heard it time and time again, especially when you're paying big money and then you don't get what you really want, you know, and especially with what we went in 2020, people want a little space. We don't want to be right next to each other all day.
With Corona, you know, it's caused a lot of people to have to pivot, you know, like if you're not ready to make an adjustment, then you're just going to be, you know, left behind. So everybody's trying to stay on top of it and, you know, go to where they're comfortable. And now that if they can work from home, it just makes it so much easier to be able to move.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're living in an apartment in like San Jose and it's $800,000, you can cash that out there. Possibly, maybe you're still hopefully getting able to cash it out, whatever. If you're renting, obviously you just walk away. But if you're owning, maybe you're still able to cash out at a higher price, even though I do think their prices will probably go faster down in those areas. But then moving to, you know, a place in Sacramento for $500,000, $600,000, I don't know, $700,000, and have a yard, you know, and so you transition, and then now they're living a little bit more of a quality of life, you know. So I think that is part of the great reset here, is that, you know, you do have people moving and people pivoting, and people maybe making drastic decisions too. I would say right now, you might have people upgrading houses when they might not need to. I fear that. I've seen it in my own kind of friend circle. I'm like, oh shit, you went from a $400,000 to $800,000 house. Okay. Things are doing that good in Corona, huh? Oh, goddamn. Okay. But like I said, different strokes for different folks. I hope no one, you know, goes too crazy out there. Because, you know, but the whole point is, you know, we will have great times and we'll have tough times, but real estate ain't going away. We're all going to have to live somewhere. We're all going to have to put our head down somewhere, guys. If we're blessed enough for that, because we know that there's going to be people that are going to lose their assets and homes and things in the future. You know, it's part of life. It's what happens. Some of it's to no fault of their own, you know, unfortunately, guys. So I always remind myself and put myself in that mindset of being humbled by that, you know, because it's a good way to live, to know that there's someone else that's getting, you're gaining something and they've been taken away, maybe to no fault of their own. And then sometimes, guys, it's to fault of their own, you know, and we have sometimes to learn. You go to the gambling casino and you put $10,000 on blackjack and you only had $10,000 in your bank. I think that was your fault, guys. I don't know if it was my fault. I don't know if it was Rona's fault. I think that was your fault. And you can do that with many of other things out there, right? So you can do that
choices.
With anything. Yeah. So it's one of those things, guys, is, you know, you make these choices and then you get the outcome. And the beauty is you can change your choices and you can make wiser ones from when you learn. You know, we have to learn sometimes, you know, so sometimes you got to learn, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think, yeah, I think more people are going to want that. And I think that areas like Sacramento, Fresno, centrally located areas that can be great for people to live and grow, you know, have their families and things, I think you're going to see a much more of a stable market going forward too. Even if those other markets are kind of tough and they have some really down times in like the LA, San Francisco area, I think our markets would be a little bit more insulated from the downside in that we've got just a good place to live, you know?
I agree.
And so that's the blessing of living in Sacramento or Fresno or somewhere like that right now, is because we are in somewhat of a driver's seat. And that the prices are still lower. They can only kind of go up over time. And there might be more and more people, you know, wanting to move to Sacramento. Let's just be real. Yes. It's happening, baby. It's happening. Fresno too, sure. Man. It's really shocking. But
cool part is that people are able to, like, when they do buy, they're walking into equity. So, like, right. You know, they can refinance shortly after and, you know, have a lower rate plus more equity. It's just crazy.
Right. That's awesome. That's another thing that people don't forget about too, is they don't forget about all the things you can do with refinancing. And, you know, people that really are into this business, I've had, you know, been on Matty A's show. I don't know. He's up in the Sacramento area. I believe he's a real estate investor. But he's more like, you know, flipping and doing things like that. And these projects where they buy houses and they fix them up and flip them, or they turn them into a rental. And I got lots of guys out here in Fresno that do that. And they do the Burr method where they, you know, they buy, rehab, refinance, you know, and there's just so many different things to do, man. So it's an expanding industry. Do you ever envision it going beyond just the real estate transaction side, or what other things that you want to do?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the goal. You know, I mean, that's the best part about real estate. It's for everybody. Anybody can do it. And, you know, I just want to be able to have like a portfolio of, like, you know, do some fix and flips, and then do some rentals, yes, and then, you know, maybe even get my brokerage license. Like, who knows? But right now it's just focusing on, you know, learning the trade and getting my feet wet.
Get some customers. I'm
pretty green still.
Of course, dude. Yeah, we all start somewhere, man. We all start somewhere.
Absolutely.
And most importantly, it's about the grind, man. It's about the work you put in today is going to pay off in 5-10 years. The push-ups, the regimens, the vitamins, the mental, physical, et cetera, things you're doing today might bring you rewards, not tomorrow, but in 5 years. And it could be abundant. And sometimes it's tomorrow. That's a fun thing. Sometimes it is tomorrow. You know, sometimes you do get the call, like, hey, big customer here, want to talk to you about something. But sometimes it's 5 years from now, and you got to be patient, guys. That's the most important thing. And I think for you, my man, that's where the grind just continues, and that becomes more successful for you, you know, as you keep working on that, and anything you put in your mind, you can do. So the flips business, the rental business, they're all out there in front of you. Especially if we get some good prices out here in the future, you'll know the business better, and you'll continue to know how to work the deals and do things, and you'll always be able to do the transactions too, because people in the tough times will be buying just like they're buying right now. You'll have more of like investor crowds, and you'll have people like myself that have been waiting to get their dream house. Even though the price is going to be lower and you're going to get paid less commission, you'll still get a transaction, baby. There's still cash flow going on, baby.
That's,
you know,
that matters.
That's the beautiful thing about real estate, you know, is that you got you know, there is always a transaction there.
So cool.
And you gotta make it. And it's a big boys game or a big girls game. You know, it's not necessarily one of those things that I would suggest, guys. If you're starting to get into investing, there's probably better ways to start investing your money to get some kind of foundation before you just jump into, you know, flipping houses and doing this. Cause you can learn real bad that, like, I know from my friends, you buy something and your rehab budget was 10 grand and it's 100 grand. Well, that's all your profit and some. So in case you had 50 grand waiting in your pocket, you just bought this place and now you're going to have to put in the 50 grand in your bank. How did that work out?
Right.
Oh, I just bought the wrong deal. Right. That happens all the time.
Everybody's watching these, you know, flip shows and they want to do just like that. And it's not that easy.
It's definitely not that easy. And it can be that easy. It can be, but most likely it's going to be you learn from a bunch of different flips. You know, you learned how to work the deal, what to do, how to pay your contractors, the ways to do it, man. I mean, that's like anything. You just learn it, guys. You learn. So take the plunge. Please start, but there's other ways to do it. Start investing in real estate. You know, there's different things you can do. You know, there's different things you can do, you know, not only on the apps, the brokerage companies. You can be investing in Rocket Mortgage, or you can be investing in Airbnb, which is a real estate, basically a transaction is if someone has houses, they can be putting them on Airbnb. It's a win-win company to layer on top of real estate. If you guys want to invest in one right now that 10 years from now, you'll be thanking your boy, is drop a little bit in Airbnb. You both got travel, you got real estate, you got it all right there. And so you can do that scalably. You build some foundation before you go plunge all your livelihood into a deal, or at least learn a little bit, right? Like learn, make some mock transactions, make some, you know, learn some things, or, you know, get mentored by someone that knows these things before you just go, oh, hey, look, I put $100,000 in my, you know, house. And then it turns out you needed to put 200,000, you know, and that's what I've always seen. I've seen it time and time again. And my buddies that are real about this shit will tell you, hey, it's easy come, easy go. But if you aren't paying attention to the deal, your rehab budget to get this thing to where it wants to be can be way more than you thought. And that's all your profit and five of your other property's profits, you know? So you just got to be ready to line that deal up if you don't have it. And then if not, there's so many other ways. I know another guy that just does flip. He finds deals and then flips into investors and makes a shit ton. Yeah. Finding great deals, locking them up, whatever he does to lock the deal up, and then he flips it to another guy, takes on no risk. He's in the middle somehow making him cash, baby. So, Matt, cool. Matt Flips, I think is his name on IG. I got a letter from him right here. Matt Garabedian, a phenomenal investor. He's one of my dudes. We do some sports car business and stuff together with. But the point is, there's so many different ways to do it, you know? But these guys have learned it. This is not their first deal. They've done it many a times, guys. So learn it. Learn it. If you're interested in the business, learn it. And if you're interested in getting a house, guys, and moving to a different area, especially the beautiful Sacramento area and probably even beyond those areas out there, give my boy Huddy Buddy a follow and check him out because he's going to help you guys out. And now, my man, are you ready to go into our top 10? You ready?
You know it.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
I'm Android.
Android. Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube.
Instagram or Facebook?
IG.
Chicken or steak?
Steak.
Let's go. Laptop or smartphone?
Smartphone.
Spotify or Pandora?
Pandora.
Movies or video games?
Movies.
Bam. Reading books or listening to books?
Listening for sure.
Listening. Let's do it. Multitask. Watch the daughter, take her for a walk, and listen to the Audible. Let's go.
Yes.
Well, you're a great dad. That's what I do all the time. I'm like, I'm a great dad. I'm taking my daughter for a walk, going to the park, listening to a book, getting outside fresh air. How many good things can we do all in one step, each step by step? shit, the best, man. Stocks or real estate if you're thinking about investing?
Real estate,
let's go. Oceans or lakes if you're thinking about a vacation?
I'm into the lakes.
Lakes. You guys have a lot of beautiful lakes up there.
Yeah.
A lot of beautiful lakes, man. And lake life is kind of what the Central California and what we live on is the lakes. Beautiful lakes. And you guys got a lot of great lakes, man. Rivers and
I love it. There, dude. We're spoiled up here.
You guys are very spoiled. The Delta, you guys got so many great things up there.
Right.
So when you're waking up in your morning, man, my man, you're getting ready for your day. Why do you love being you?
Man, I'm so blessed because I got my family and I got a roof over my head. I got a job and I got great friends. That's all I can ask for.
And hashtag you're a great girl dad too, because we lost Kobe last year and that shit changed my world after that. And then we obviously had the Rona and things like that. But man, he always represented just being what a dad would be, especially a girl.
Yeah.
Dad, because it's different. I know. Yeah. I'm having a boy coming soon, man, in May, but
right on. Congrats.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I got my boy, but I've never could ever take back the memories that I have being a girl dad, man. And never take it for granted either, you know, because you don't get
you don't get
a go back. It doesn't work that way, guys. So do you think you'll ever retire? Do you think you'll ever hang up the thing, the docket and say, I'm done with real estate?
You know, probably not. I think I'll still be in it one way or another until I die, just because I like it that much. And it's really that fun. But
it's something we all need. It'll be there when we're gone. Yeah. When we're gone. Yeah. We're not gonna be.
But you know, I do see myself retiring in other ways, but for sure.
Got those income properties, baby. Working those income properties. It's all in your future, bro. It's all in your future, man. Anything you put your mind to, you can make happen, and then you back it up with hard work and resilience, and you got that, dude. Do you have a routine to start your day? Do you have something you get through your day with?
I do. I actually get up like at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow. Okay.
Know, do a little meditation and then just kind of do a little journaling and then try to get my day started. I got to be online for my other job so that way I can just, start the day right.
Awesome, bro.
I used to jog, but it's too cold right now.
Too cold right now. Yeah. Too cold. And when you're out in the cold weather and you go into the hot weather, get sick, man. Your body just gets sick. No one wants to be sick right now these days. Right now we're all going with. We want to be healthy, man. So yeah, I agree with you, man. Getting in that cold weather is just tough. But yeah, doing something for yourself though is real important before you get going for the boss or yourself or real estate or anything, guys. It's just a little, everyone does it different, but for you, get a little journaling, get a little meditation going, get the mind right before we take on the world's challenges. And obviously, as we know, fighting fires and doing everything, man, we're doing it all. Has there been a skill you're trying to master? Has there been something you're trying to get better at?
I'm trying to do video editing for my YouTube.
I'm doing
it all myself now, all on my phone. And I'm trying to make it a lot better.
What app are you using? What app are you using to edit?
Power Director.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I mean, I like it. It's working out pretty good. So,
and it's almost all on your phone then?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I can shoot. I mean, I have the new Note 20, so I can just, shoot and edit and produce all in one day if I wanted to.
It's amazing. Yeah. Man. Isn't that crazy? Back in the day, you'd have like a $10,000 this and $1,000 video editing.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, on my phone. Before we know it, dude. The IT company, right? The IT company is going to be the company that uses AI to just edit all your videos. Hey, I send it over and you just make me a badass video.
Yeah.
I'm going to put these key points in here and you just come back and some AI just created some sick ass video, cut it all up and edit it all sick. And it did it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Ding, here you go.
Yeah.
That will be the future, dude. Just like they say, totally. Basically anything you want to build, Lias, like you'll just talk to an AI. Hey, AI, can you build me an app that delivers, CBD drinks to users that would like CBD, or whatever it is. And the app will start building this thing using your voice. And so I envision that would be great for content creators, man. You just send them a video and say, hey, put the title on this, put this, and it just does it for you. Boom, boom, boom. It has to be here, right? Like there's got to be someone working on that, right? So
no doubt.
Can you just imagine for $5 a month or $10 a month, how easy if that would save you time and energy and just every video would just be even more badass than you could even imagine. Cause they're a professional AI just doing different screen transitions and doing all this shit. That's what I think that company would be making a shit ton of money. Cause we're in a content creator world. So YouTube, you better be creating that. If you aren't doing it today, what are you doing? What are you doing, Google? For real. Do you have a favorite app on your phone right now?
Man, it's actually the Power Director.
Power Director. Yeah. Hell yeah. So that's working good for you, dude. I'm going to have to check that one out too. And anyone that does content, dude, you can create this stuff and edit it on yourself on your phone. And why would you want to spend hundreds of dollars in like waiting time and, send it to this person and it comes back 15 days late. It's like the time delay alone. Just start editing it. Start learning it. Some of this stuff is not that hard. And truthfully, we don't have to have motion pictures on every single thing. The key thing on content is that you keep putting it out because the average content creator stops after seven pieces. Seven.
Wow.
The average stop below seven. So seven blogs, seven pieces of YouTube, seven podcasts. The average is less than seven. That means there's people that stopped at two. That means there's someone that stopped at one, basically one piece and I'm done, and then there's obviously millions of people like Joe Rogan and others beyond that just keep coming up every day. Meet Kevin is another great one. There's just a lot on the YouTube, obviously, that just every day there's a new video every day. There's a new piece and it helps people. It's the key is that you watch it, you learn something. Oh shit, I'm smart. Hey, some of these guys are trying to sell you stuff. Let's be real. So they make money. But a lot of them, dude, I could give you guys some great investor channels, and I'll put them in the show notes. Dude, these guys will give you layups for 5-10 years. These guys are smart. They understand stocks. They understand business. And you just, all you got to do is just watch what they're doing and get in with them, because they know, they read charts. They read this shit. They do. They watch trends.
They love it.
They live it. And all you got to do is for 10 minutes, watch this video and be educated beyond belief. This person spent 4 hours doing this video of knowledge and 10 minutes of your life. You get the detailed cliff notes. You guys are crazy to not be learning about this shit. You guys are crazy to not just be just perusing and learning any topic you want. And then literally these people are giving you layups to how to do it, what to do, where to go, what to do, how to work a transaction, whatever it is. It's unbelievable. Couple more last questions for you, my man, Huddy Buddy. If you could sit down to a steak dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Bam.
They have to be alive.
Doesn't have to be alive. Does not.
Actually, I'm really Gary V. I'm really into Gary V right now. He's a
legend.
You know, legend. Always putting out good content. So it'd be nice to have a conversation with him.
Everyone go follow Gary V right now. Everyone go follow Gary V right now. You know, he's great, dude. Unbelievable legend. And whatever your platform is, best thing about Gary V, he'll never charge you, never sell you into a course. Never try to get you into anything else. Just give. He's been giving for 15 years, dude. At least 10 years since I've been starting my social media business 10, 11 years ago. He's been giving since then. He's been giving you guys strategies that have worked since then.
They still
work today, even though the algorithms have changed. Like, some of that shit still works right now. And then a lot of the stuff he's doing, he's hacking on the new shit. So if you're following it, he's giving you shit that he said, hey, do this now, do this now. This is for the next year. He's giving you shit that works since beginning, and he's giving you shit that's going to work today on whatever platform.
Sometimes that he calls, he'll be like, yeah, I called that 10 years ago, and then he'll pull up the video. See, told you.
He always does that. He's always doing that. He's always calling out. He's never calling himself out when he's wrong, but like we all don't. But he is truly, like I said, the legend in this business, because he never will charge you, never ask you to get into anything. Yeah, I'm sure he makes money lots of different ways. There's people that talk about that. But the point is, bottom line, dude, the guy gives. And since I read his first book, Crushing It, I've just been a huge fan, man. And I'd love to find my way to get into that meeting with you guys. Has there been a book that has changed your life? Has there been a book that has changed your mindset?
Oh, man. There's so many books.
That's what I'm saying. That's the hard part.
But to be honest, the most recent one was 50 Cent's new book. And you wouldn't think, but it's just like his corporate perspective of like his hustle. Oh, yeah. And it's actually pretty interesting. I got a lot out of it, I thought.
His headphone business. He makes headphones for Disney and all these different companies, not even under his own brand. He's got... Smart guy. Very, very smart guy. Very, 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 very smart guy. Business, entertainment, mogul, staying relevant after 20 years of music. Hard to do. Hard to keep your image going and keeping going. And obviously deals with a lot of different scrutiny and things like that. But, one of my favorites, dude. One of my favorite. 50, baby. 50. Truly one of my favorites. So I appreciate you, brother. You're a great dude. We want to send all the positive energy and love, guys, his way today, and many, many more years of success and finding that journey, baby, living it. Remember, anything you put in your mind, you can dream of and you can do. Where is the best place for people to find more about you and the Huddy Buddy?
You can go to huddybuddy.com and
bam,
got everything you need to know about me and what I do.
I love that.
You can get a hold of me there.
Love that. Have a domain too, guys. Love that. Have your own domain. Have your own place where people can quickly and easy find you. And if you guys want, please go look in the show notes. We'll put that in the show notes, huddybuddy.com. Folks, you've been hanging out with Kevin, Huddy Buddy, and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today, and let's keep being real. What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T-Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. Right now, more than ever, folks, we need to work on our reputation for our businesses and get those reviews, get those positive reviews, get those positive recommendations on both on your social, but also to market on your website. And that is why you want to check out my business, folks, our software, realtimereputation.us. That's realtimereputation.us. Please check it out. It is literally the best thing that's ever happened to many of our campaigns, as that reviews bring together your social and digital campaigns. And the more positive reviews, as people are making those positive, you know, decisions, they're looking at your, you know, at your reviews. And so the more you can get, the better. And make it easy and automated with realtimereputation.us. Check us out.